party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
I have a fantastic recipe for Tuesday.
Weird.
What's wrong?
Team Austin Morning Party. Intern Doug is freaking out.
Why?
Because he doesn't have the mains up, and so he can't hear anything.
Oh.
It's like a common problem this morning.
Yep, happened
to me
earlier.
The two big yellow ones on the right that control the right and the left speaker. Those have to be turned up, buddy. Huh? You're not alone in your problems. There are others.
They were turned down in the other room, too, which means that somebody is turning them down. There's a turn down those gangster walking around.
It is Tuesday, which means New Music Tuesday. And we've got a gem for you.
I believe so.
I hope so.
Right?
Nope.
No. I spoke too soon.
No, it's going to be really bad. It's going to be super lame. Just compiled a bunch of lame music.
Okay.
Just because I thought, no, we've got too much good music. We need a full month of bad music.
Right.
So that's this whole month of May, it's just going to be bad music.
So that's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Tune in for your chance to judge all the bad music.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
We got some locals rule as well this week, right?
We have one.
I got one in my box.
We have two.
So we'll see.
Two.
We shall see.
Dos. Those.
So we'll be playing those this morning as well. I have no idea who the artists are. At some point, we should really start screening these things.
No. We're not going to. You said you didn't want to screen them. We're not going to screen them.
Last night, Matt Baird from Spoken played a free show here at The Mix. Thanks to everybody who took part.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I got a t-shirt.
Wasn't a big crowd, but it was a good time.
Yeah.
He sang some Bon Jovi. He sang Journey.
Nice.
He sang Every Rose Has Its Thorn, Time After Time. Told some stories. He talked about a story when Waverly and High Flight Society and The Wedding and Spoken and Disciple all toured together back in 2007.
Wow.
Told a couple of those stories. It was fun. He tried to embarrass me, but I just looked at him straight face. He dedicated Every Rose Has Its Thorn to me. And he said he made a mistake of looking at me because I was just looking at him straight face, like shaking my head up and down, like, yeah, this is our song, baby. This is our song. And it messed him up. Don't dedicate a song to me.
Oh.
He said after, he was like, man, when somebody dedicates songs to me, I like look away like, yeah. Not you. You just stare straight at me.
Nicely done.
That's what you do.
Nicely done. Man, I'm excited. If you are a fan of Amberlin, the artwork for the new record is slowly being unveiled. A lot of unveils yesterday.
A lot of unveiling.
Like Batman's new television series, Gotham.
Got a new trailer. Got a trailer, like a movie.
Yeah. That show's coming out this fall. Speaking of new shows, last night, did anyone watch 24?
I saw one person post about it on Twitter.
I didn't even record it to watch it later.
Crazy.
I feel like I should have done that. I don't know.
How could you do this to you?
Static!
Morning, guys. Matthew from Albuquerque.
Who?
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Albuquerque? Or Abilene.
Is this the right station? Did you call the right station? This station is located in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Sure, Mateo, sure.
Mateo!
I have caller ID and I have you guys on speed dial.
Yeah, so. Right. Okay. You put me on speed dial.
It says on my screen right now, Static Radio 88.3 FM.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's good. We were just testing you to make sure you knew.
We're prankster gangsters.
How you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic.
Pretty good.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the bus right now waiting for someone out. Because today is actually the final and last day of school for the class of 2014.
Whoa.
All seniors are done with school today. And they'll have to come back until graduation.
That's nice, man.
Pretty amazing.
They're done.
Pretty amazing.
Ooh.
Good job, seniors. That's it.
Yeah. We got two seniors on our bus. And then,
what? They don't have a
car
yet.
Two on my bus.
I don't know. Do people drive out here? Do people drive? Because like in, yeah. in big cities back east, people
I don't know.
Even
maybe
drive.
Not. Maybe not. Do they have driver's licenses?
Yeah. I don't know if Eric or Jen. You know
what? If I was a senior, I'd take a bus the last day of school.
Sure, but I can find out.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay. It's okay. No bigs.
Yeah,
no,
bigs. She doesn't need an explanation.
No, Matthew, are you excited? Amberlynn is releasing the artwork for their final album ever, and it's you can check it out today.
Oh my God, are you serious? That they're going to be getting an album soon? I guess the last one?
Yeah, their final one. They're doing a final tour, and they're calling
they're
it quits.
Breaking up.
They're saying adios, muchachos. They're calling it a day.
And you know what? This morning, I just want to say right now, Eric, Jennifer, and my cousin Brittany out there for class 2014 at Volcano. Good luck the rest of your life, guys. If you're going to college, good luck.
Yeah.
You're going to do great.
Yeah.
I'm glad that
good
you
guys luck with the rest of your life.
Good luck. Good luck, y'all.
Good luck
with that
and the rest of your life.
It's going to be sad, you know, because, well, one, hey, it's my first year in high school. I can say things went well. You know, thanks
good.
To my wonderful cousin helping me out.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot, and I think I'm going to remember all those life lessons I've learned throughout high school. You know, it's hard, but, you know, it's not easy. You'll have fun.
It's hard, but it's not easy.
But it's not easy.
Yeah, but it is definitely a lot of fun. If you look at all the fun you can have, you can go to a dance, go to this, go to that, doesn't matter. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. Hey, I want to read a speech. This is the speech that the girl that got valedictorian the year before I graduated.
Oh, really?
This is the speech that she gave, okay?
Okay.
All right, good.
And so we talked all night about the rest of our lives, where we're going to be when we turn 25. I keep thinking times will never change, keep on thinking things will always be the same, but when we leave this year, we won't be coming back. No more hanging out, because we're on a different track. And if you got something that you need to say, you better say it right now, because you don't have another day. Doug, because we're moving on and we can't slow down. These memories are playing like a film without sound. Boring. And I keep thinking of that night in June. I don't know much of love, but it came too soon. And there was me and you, and then we got real blue, staying at home talking on the telephone. And we would get so excited and we'd get so scared, laughing at ourselves, thinking, life's not fair, man. And this is how it feels. As we go on, we remember all the times we had together. And as our lives change, come whatever, we will still be friends forever. There's another verse or two, but I don't want to read them to you, okay, Matthew from Albuquerque?
That's all right. And, you know, I can just say right now, those who are going to be coming into high school next year, eighth graders, out there, you know, coming in, just that, you know, I know all you guys are going to be stressed, nervous, God, well, don't worry, you guys are going to have a great time. It's going to be, you know, hard or easy now, but Mateo, I bet you remember when you were in middle school going into high school, right?
Too long ago. I'm 400 years old.
It's going to be hard or easy.
Now, do you remember being nervous? Do you remember going to your first class and being all nervous?
Yeah, I remember one time I went, I think it was in eighth grade. We went on like a field trip to this science experiment place, and they were testing like radioactive something. So we had to be real careful. Somehow I got bit by a spider, and I got spider powers, Matthew from Albuquerque, and I've been fighting crime on the streets of Albuquerque ever since.
Oh wow, you're very funny, man. Very, very, very funny.
I'm telling you the truth, buddy.
You know. Takes all kinds.
Exactly.
Takes all kinds.
Well, yeah. So this morning, guys, can I please have a song out there?
Yes.
This song, actually, this is going to be I'm doing a double dedication this morning.
Double!
But it's but one song. It's all one song.
Oh,
so I'm
going
to make it to one song, double dedication.
Nice.
Again, to my wonderful fan, Alan Belinda, Mexico, and to the class of 2014 for Volcano Vista High, home of the Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Yeah, guys, find something by, let's see, I don't know if you guys have this song, but somebody said it's called Whispers and Clamor by Amberlynn.
Whispers and Clamor.
Yeah, I never heard that song.
Clamor.
I thought, you know.
Clamore. Clamore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll play some Mariah Carey.
Oh,
for you.
Guys, I just got confirmation from my fan Belinda in Mexico for me to use her name on air. Her name is Ava. She's out in Belinda, Mexico.
All right.
Shout out to Ava and Belinda, Mexico.
That's kind of you to ask her. You know what,
thanks,
though?
Guys.
I bet even if you wouldn't have asked her, that she would have forgiven you.
I see what you did there.
It's funny.
It's good.
All right. Thanks, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
That guy.
This one's going out to somebody.
Ava from Berlin.
Steam Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Yep.
Breaking news. Doug, you ready? He's ready.
He's
Steve-O?
Ready. I'm ready.
You ready? Audience? Okay.
Cool. Good.
Willie Nelson's tour bus was for sale. I'm assuming since that's in the past tense, that means it's not anymore. If you were hoping to buy it, you're out of luck, friend.
Hopefully there were no bodies in it, like that RV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talked about that. Was that yesterday's breaking news?
Yes.
Gosh.
The days are so long now.
Yeah.
We don't know which day is which.
Well, it's about summertime. And
is it sad that I plan my days based around movies that come out on certain Fridays?
No, not at all.
Because I'm seriously, my calendar days run around movies.
So Godzilla's up next because there's like, really nothing this Friday, right?
I feel like my priorities are kind of messed up.
Nah, you know.
We'll talk about it later. Mayor of Seattle wants a $15 per hour minimum wage.
Gosh.
That's crazy, y'all. Here's the thing. It sounds so great when minimum wage goes up. I remember I used to get so stoked whenever, like, working at Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
When the minimum wage goes up. And then you start realizing a year after minimum wage goes up, it's like, man, Cokes used to be like 89 cents, and now they're $1.50.
Yeah.
It seems like I'm just, oh. The standard of living goes up. And then it's all the same.
Yeah.
So part of me wonders if it's pointless, you know?
It's just,
the more they raise it, like, why don't they just lower prices on everything? Instead of raising the minimum wage, why don't we just have a massive lower prices on everything else?
That'd be awesome.
Who knows? A pharmaceutical company is working on a new way to treat constipation.
Oh, good.
I know we all need this, and we're very interested in it right now. With a pill. Okay. A pill that vibrates. The pill is easy to swallow because it's only the size of a multivitamin. I guess it gets down in there and starts going nuts.
It's like a Mexican jumping bean.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that it's okay for town councils to open with prayer.
Cool.
Pretty big decision there.
Yeah, that's a big one.
In other news, the statue that the...
Oh, in Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma City, there's a monument to the Ten Commandments that's up. It's been causing controversy for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, this group... they're calling themselves Satanists. They want to erect a satanic statue with this horse-looking thing,
yeah.
Goat-looking thing, and these kids looking up to it like, hey, I love you, satanic goat. And they got a Kickstarter or something, and so they're trying to raise the funds for it.
Yeah.
I'll say this. That is the dumbest-looking statue I've...
It's like when straight I saw out of Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
So
when I
weird.
Saw it, I laughed out loud. And I felt bad, because was it you? Somebody was like, did you see this? And I just started laughing. And everybody's like, dude, Satanists are trying to take over the world. And I was like, look at how stupid that looks.
Yeah, the goat head guy is pretty interesting.
So at least we got that.
Yeah.
Even if they win, it's a stupid goat statue. It's probably going to get painted on a lot. A lot of vandalism.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
I
want to
know what the guy's doing because he's got two fingers
up. It's some sign.
Daniel said he's testing the wind.
How does Daniel know? What's he been doing with his spare time? Daniel, the boss, my boss, don't fire me. Middle Eastern Airline Etihad, I guess, will begin offering three-room suites on its international flights for $21,000. The suite includes a bedroom, private bath and shower, and a living room with leather seats, a mini bar, 32-inch flat-screen TV. It also comes with the services of a personal butler. No hot tub? Apparently not. Tokyo was hit by a strong 6.0 earthquake Monday.
Ooh.
Yeah. I saw pictures of it. It was nuts.
Just in time for Godzilla.
I know. That marketing these days is insane. CEO of Target has resigned in the wake of customers having their personal financial information stolen. That dude couldn't. He buckled under the stress. I understand it. We were affected by that. We had to get new credit cards sent to us.
Really?
Yeah. Or debit cards or whatever.
Because of Target?
Yes, because if you made any type of purchase during like a 4-month window.
Oh, great.
A couple years ago. If you didn't get a letter about it, I think you're okay.
Cause, I don't know.
Because our bank is the one who got in touch and was like, hey, you might have blah, blah, blah. I remember it happened this past holiday season, and it was when we were coming out here, like when we were moving all our stuff out here, and we went to Target leaving Nashville. We stopped at a Target.
Great.
And that's when it all happened.
I don't think I got a letter.
I think we bought like toilet paper or something. Researchers report that they've been able to reverse aging and prolong life in mice simply by transfusing them with healthier blood.
Ooh.
This leads to many discussions. We'll probably talk about it on Theology Thursday.
Yeah.
Because what this means is all the old people are going to turn against us, and they're going to be trying to kill us and take our young blood.
Hey, young blood.
Give me your blood, man. Get away from me, old man.
Nah, man. Come here. Give me your blood, young blood. I want to live. You got to let me live. I'm going to live forever.
And then they kill everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Doug, you're going to live.
I don't know. He's young.
Doug's going to live.
He's the young blood.
Doug's going to be the one that figures that out.
Why do you think we have interns around?
Hey, young blood.
Just waiting for them to figure out a way to harvest them safely.
Safely? A PayPal executive has been let go. But not before sending out a series of drunken messages on Twitter. That's the best place. If you ever get upset, you get wasted, and then you start tweeting.
Oh.
It's the best thing ever. Things are misspelled. Hashtags are crazy.
And
everything's
out
hashtag.
There forever.
Yeah, dude. It's great.
Obviously, we are sarcastic.
No, I'm serious. I think it's great. I think it's a good way to blow off steam. I think it's a good way to get your true feelings out.
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense in this modern world.
Tweet it.
You can go Dan Hasseltine and start having a super serious discussion over Twitter. That makes sense, too. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Guys, don't have super serious discussions that you need to have face-to-face. Don't have them on Twitter, please.
Which is why usually if somebody asks a serious question on our Facebook page,
we
usually answer it on air, or we give our phone number and you call us.
Yeah, we say, hey, email us. We'll talk about it. Email is like the best way to have a conversation on the internet.
There you go.
If you have Twitter or Facebook, especially Facebook, if you're on this stuff, your sarcasm, your little nuances do not come across.
Right.
We need a sarcastic font. Maybe if everybody started putting, when you were being sarcastic, if you started putting it in italics, everybody would understand.
Okay.
Maybe that's the answer. I don't know. I've only got most of the answers, not all of them. Authorities in New York busted 32 liquor stores and grocery stores in all 5 boroughs for selling to minors.
Oh, man.
Guys, don't be doing that. Come on, you're New York City. You're supposed to be the leader. The world leader.
World leader and evil villains taking over and destroying half your city.
Ugh. After a recent upward surge, gas prices are a little lower as of Monday than they were a week ago. And some analysts say the worst of this season's price shocks for customers are probably over.
Yay!
A gallon of regular gasoline costs $3.67 per gallon Monday, according to a national average calculated by the Automotive Group. What is this, like $3.30-something right here?
I was going to say, that's like a solid 30 cents more than we were paying.
Well, that's down from $3.69 a week ago, but gas prices are still high enough to make consumers' eyes widen a little as they approach the pump. Today's price is up 10 cents a gallon from a month ago and 36 cents higher than it was when the year began. AAA predicts that the national average price has already peaked or is close to doing so for the spring. This forecast is correct, and gas prices could decline in advance of the summer driving season as the annual switchover of refineries to summer formulas for gasoline concludes. Gasoline is so interesting. Who really cares? Your wallet. To promote the launch of The Walking Dead Season 4 on its network, Fox Portugal and a national blood bank have collaborated to create the world's first store where the currency is blood.
No way.
Called The Walking Dead Blood Store. Aptly named.
Very original.
Customers had to donate their blood in order to buy official products from the store. The promotion turned out to be a success. There was a 571% increase in blood donations as compared to last year, and 67% of the total donations were made by first-time donors. The idea is now being replicated in Spain, Brazil, and America.
America. Buy things with your blood. This is
Would
playing...
you go buy, like, Cheese Whiz and crackers with your blood?
Yeah.
Like, probably, hey, man, we'll get you groceries.
It would probably be, like, candy. I would buy sweet tarts and bottle caps. By the way, if you're out there and you just heard that, then you know the key to my heart. Anyway, this is a method for the old people to kill us all.
Yeah.
I'm watching Peter Benson with a wary eye at this point. If that man comes at me with the wrong look on his face, punch! I'll hit an old dude. I don't care. I would never hit Peter Benson, ever. I would never strike him. I would never say a cross word with him in the room. If he's out of the room or behind his back, totally. I'll insult him all day long. But as soon as he turns around to face me, I would never say anything. Because he's Peter Benson. You know what I'm saying? Why are you laughing? This is real life, man. Hashtag real talk. You guys get it.
Oh,
a Brazilian football fan was killed on Friday after being struck in the head by a toilet bowl.
Oh my gosh.
That was thrown from stadium stands by upset supporters during a match in eastern Brazil. The incident occurred outside of the stadium after a 1-1 tie between Santa Cruz and Paraná. Ooh, Paranas. The toilet was thrown from the stands and hit the man directly. The 26-year-old guy was killed instantly. Killed by toilet. Not the most exciting thing to have on... Why are you laughing? This is a tragedy.
I know. I'm not laughing at that. I just thought of something else really funny.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Was it about the happiest countries in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Switzerland's residents are the most satisfied with their lives for the second consecutive year, according to the Better Life Index released Monday. A study published annually by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development shows that the United States failed to crack the top 10 for the fourth consecutive year, while neighbors Mexico and Canada did. So if you live in Canada, you're happier than living here in the U.S. Or if you live in Mexico, you're happier.
Huh.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I'm happy with the U.S. and A.
The U.S. and A?
I'm happy
stoked.
With it.
Yeah, I like living here. I'm proud of being American.
Freedom ain't free. It's a $1.05. I'm happy with it.
Man, at least I know I'm free.
Yeah. Where the land had the hills and the hills. A group of more than a dozen armed men in Dallas-Fort Worth gave some Jack in the Box employees quite a scare when they entered the restaurant to grab some grub.
Oh my gosh.
The men were open carry firearm demonstrators who were protesting their rights to carry firearms in public. The employees locked themselves in the freezer in fear of getting robbed by the armed men. Naturally, the police were called and about 15 officers arrived. One of the demonstrators, Edwin Harris, said that they weren't breaking any laws or trying to scare anybody. Harris said they just wanted to exercise their constitutional rights.
And get two nasty tacos
yeah,
for a dollar.
Yeah, it's a good place to exercise your right to bear arms at the Jack in the Box.
Yeah, you
it's
know.
It's a great idea.
Just...
It's a good idea. It makes sense. It gives people that are fighting for the right to bear arms... a great, great reputation when they all walk into a Jack in the Box armed and they scare all the employees who lock themselves in a freezer and call the police.
I feel like, I don't know.
There's got to be a better way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll agree. There's got to be, right? Right?
No.
Most people with allergies can lead a normal life by staying away from whatever they react badly to. Poor Chrissy Jeter had to live with a cat.
Yeah.
For like 8 months. And she's allergic to cats.
She is.
But we all did our part
yeah.
to help her out. And yeah. it was okay.
And she lived.
She lived.
Yeah.
That's not quite so simple for schoolboy Junior Rucroft because the 7-year-old is allergic to himself.
What?
Junior faces the risk of a life-threatening reaction or asthma attack every day because his body reacts badly to his own hair follicles. The kid from Ireland has been admitted to hospital more than 50 times, desperately struggling to breathe. That is terrifying.
That's awful. He's allergic to himself?
He's allergic to himself. We need to just give him over to the old people. Let them do what they need to do. A woman in Russia who buried her dog in a human graveyard is facing jail on blasphemy charges after a protest by outraged families of other deceased. Huh. The woman's burial ceremony for her pet Yorkshire Terrier happened 3 years ago, but it was only recently that other people whose relatives were buried there found out that the well-tended tomb was for a dog and not a human being.
So blasphemy? They're calling blasphemy.
Blasphemy, woman, give us your blood!
gosh.
A woman stopped in at a restaurant in Salt Lake City, Utah. This is going to be our last one, Doug. I hope you're ready. And explained to a waitress that her father had dined there in 1941 but ran out without paying his $1 tab.
Wow.
Dine and dash, what a jerk. What a jerk. In 41, that was the equivalent today of running out with like a $30.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm making that up. The woman said her father was 10 years old at the time. What a child criminal. Little jerk. Little child criminal jerk. Take his blood.
I want to hear the rest of the story. He was 10?
Yeah. 10 years old at the time and had been racked with guilt ever since. She handed the waitress $5 for the tab plus interest and conveyed her father's apologies. And that, my friends, is how you repay an old, old debt.
I mean, I guess.
That's the best one to end on.
Okay.
Except for the one about the water tanker stopping men from peeing in the streets. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, yes! All right. In the meanwhile, it's time for birthdays.
It is.
Oh! Good morning, intern Doug.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm outraged that people are outraged about that lady burying her dog in a human cemetery.
You're outraged that people are outraged?
Blasphemy, yeah. Doug.
Why? Did you bury your dog in a cemetery?
No, but I plan on it.
Ugh, you.
Right next to me.
You.
That's right, Doug.
It's just a dog.
That's what you say, Steve-O.
Just an animal.
That dog has a social security number and feelings.
Maybe, okay, here's why I'm frustrated with animals. It's probably due to the fact that I'm trying to get my dog back to our house, but before I can,
yeah.
I have to build up our cinder block wall 3 more blocks.
I know.
Because he keeps jumping the fence, and that's going to cost me stupid amounts of money.
Yep.
It's like you're just projecting your problems onto us.
Do you know anybody who does cinder block walling? That's like, hey, yeah, I got a few hundred extra cinder block.
Maybe some of our listeners do.
I'll give you.
The hardest thing about being a pet owner is that you actually have to take care of the thing.
Ah!
Who knew?
Not ever.
Today is May 6, 2014, day 126 of the year. There are 239 days remaining. First up this morning.
No!
Okay.
Thank you. All right, go ahead.
All right. New Zealand actor. Had many roles in many American series, including prominent parts in The O.C. as Caleb Nichol and Ugly Betty.
Oh, the dude with the really thick eyebrows. He and Mr. Deeds.
As well as recurring roles and guest roles in Lost, 24, NCIS, ER, The West Wing, X-Files, Entourage, and Once Upon a Time.
Mr. Deeds!
He also appeared in minor roles in such films as Star Trek Nemesis, Hollywood Homicide, Indiana Jones, and The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Am I thinking of the wrong guy?
Yes.
Okay, Caleb. Who was Caleb? Was he the really old guy?
Kind of.
Maybe so.
John Hurt.
No.
I think that's who I was thinking of. The really old dude, I think, I don't know his name.
Alan Dale.
Okay, I think he's 66.
75.
He is 67 today.
Oh!
Okay, I think I know who I was thinking of. But you never can tell with me. I never know what I'm thinking about. I think.
Next up, from Legion, the remake of Red Dawn.
Paul Bettany.
And in the television series Friday Night Lights,
it's that girl.
2013, she played Lady J in G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Oh, she was almost Audrina something.
Palicki.
That's it. Audrina Palicki. Man,
Lady J
is beautiful.
Man, that movie was good.
It was. You know, she was supposed to play Wonder Woman in that NBC pilot that didn't
really?
Get picked up. Yeah, she was Wonder Woman.
She is 33.
Did you ever watch Friday Night Lights?
Never saw.
I watched. We need to burn through this one because it's
really
good.
Okay. Yeah,
like burn at both ends. Doug, did you watch it?
I watched some of it.
Pretty good show.
Yeah.
Racer X from Speed Racer is in it, so I would totally like to watch it.
Okay.
He's pretty awesome.
Lord help my friend. He's got dumb ideas. Okay. What'd you say? How old did you say?
33.
29.
She is 31 today.
Ah. Split the difference.
Split the difference, man.
Next up, former British Prime Minister from 1997 to 2007.
Tony Blair.
Yes.
Nice.
You know, I know some things about some things going on in the
right.
world. I know things about some things.
Yeah, right.
59.
Okay, Tony Blair, 62.
61.
Gosh.
Doug, give me a hint.
We were close.
Next up, best known as host of America's Funniest Home Video from 2001 to present.
Oh, no.
And host of ABC reality series Dancing with the Stars.
What is his name? Tom Bergeron.
Yes.
You're the red, white, and blue.
I've never
all
seen...
the funny things you do.
No, I've seen... America, I've seen America's Funniest Home Videos.
This is you.
Wow. He is 60.
They never told.
He's not that old.
You might be a star.
You know this whole
let
song.
Let that can roll with the red, white, and blue.
This is ridiculous.
I didn't even know the song had lyrics until this morning.
Guys, my family used to watch this every Sunday night. We would eat
pizza
and we would watch America's Funniest Home Videos with Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Once he was gone, and he went into his career with comedy and started saying a bunch of cuss words.
Yeah.
We quit watching it. Not because of the cuss words, but because the next host was really, really lame.
That's Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Oh.
He doesn't get my respect.
Yeah.
How old did you say?
I think I said 60. It's been so long.
54.
59.
Ah!
You were right there, sir.
Next up,
baseball.
Retired American professional baseball player.
Angels beat the Yankees last night.
Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, he spent the majority of his career
as a
center fielder with the New York and San Francisco Giants before finishing with the New York Mets. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1979 in his first year of eligibility. Won two MVP awards. He ended his career with 660 home runs.
Thank you.
No. The Say Hey Kid.
Oh, wait. Willie Mays.
Yes.
My bad. How many did Hank Aaron have? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
700.
You sure it wasn't Benny the Jet Rodriguez?
He unfortunately only went on to steal
Willie
one
Mays
base.
Willie Mays ended with the Mets? I didn't even know that. Oh, that threw me way off. Wow. Oh, yeah. Hank Aaron never played for... I'm an idiot. He played for the Braves. Willie Mays today is 71 years old.
Willie Mays is 76.
He is 83 today.
Okay.
Got my Spider-Man shirt on. I've got my Spider-Man shirt on.
Billy Joel.
No.
That's weird. You went Billy Joel, I went Tom Cruise, and it's Bob Seger.
Why did I say Billy Joel? Bob Seger.
I went Tom Cruise because of Risky Business.
Yeah. He slides out in his undies.
Yeah.
I ain't watched it and rewound it like 7 times. Okay. I ain't done that. Doug, I ain't do that, man. What? What? What?
Bob
Seger. Sorry, everyone.
Bob Seger.
Official apology.
Is 61.
63.
What's Bill and Ted's favorite number?
69, dude.
How old he is today.
All right.
And the last birthday this morning.
Doug, I love you. Only as a friend.
Oh.
ER.
Yes. Wide recognition for his role as Dr. Douglas Doug Ross.
George Clooney!
Yes.
Dr. Douglas.
Is it George Clooney?
Yes.
Dude, there are so many better things you could have said than ER.
I was starting from the beginning.
Well, but that was the beginning.
Started at the bottom, now we here, Doug.
Wasn't he on, like, Family Ties or another one?
Batman and Robin.
He was on, like, General Hospital.
Out of
sight. Getting worse.
Three Kings. Ocean's 11.
Spider-Man 2 is
trilogy.
Not as bad as Batman and Robin.
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Ooh.
Good Night and Good Luck. Leatherheads.
Gravity.
The Ides of March. Best Supporting Actor for the thriller Syriana. Michael Clayton,
we need
Up in the Air, The Descendants. He produced Argo.
With the cats.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Dude. Yeah.
Anyone?
He's a Dapper Dan man, Doug.
Gosh, Dapper Dan.
We're in a tight spot. Doug, we're in a tight spot.
That was such a great movie.
That's Dawn's favorite movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She says that I'm a Dapper Dan man, and I'm like, but, oh, well, that's always my response. But, oh, well. George Clooney, recently engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the young age of 48.
52.
He is 53 this
morning.
Dang it! Yesterday he was 52,
buddy. Ooh, Doug, I'm going to cuss at you, man. Give me your young blood.
Moving on to dates. On this day in what year the Eiffel Tower was officially open to the public at the Universal Exposition in Paris?
I'll say this. You've never been to Paris. I was very blessed to get to go.
Yeah.
Riding my wife's coattails because her band had a show over there, and I was like, can I go? So I got to go.
Yeah.
And Paris is pretty awesome. It's super hyped up all my life. It was like, oh, Paris. All my life. And then we turned a corner, and it was freezing cold, Doug. Freezing cold. I had on two jackets, a sweater, and a scarf. I never wear scarves ever because I think they look stupid. So I walked around the corner, and for real, it was like a breathtaking view.
That's
and
cool.
I was like, okay, I get it. I get it. This is awesome. It's beautiful. There's like this wonderful courtyard under it with all these little... It's beautiful. So anyway, Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. I got no...
No idea.
No.
1732.
It was... 1794.
1889.
Dang!
Okay. Yeah.
On this day, August 12th, 1983.
On this day, in what year John Steinbeck was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for his novel, The Grapes of Wrath?
Grapes of Wrath. Ooh. Okay, that was based on the Depression. 46.
39.
1940.
Ah! Oh, you're right there. Right there. We did pretty good with that one.
Yeah.
On this day in what year, more than 20 million viewers watched the first ever televised royal wedding service when Princess Margaret married Anthony Armstrong Jones at the Westminster Abbey.
First televised?
More than 20, yeah, the first televised royal wedding service.
61.
58. 1960. Oh, man! We're like right there today. We're sniffing them out.
Because I got the Spider-Man.
And the last one this morning. On this day in what year, former Arkansas State worker Paula Jones filed suit against President Bill Clinton, alleging he harassed her in 1991.
Well, so I'm going to go ahead and say 1992.
1994.
Mateo with the walk-off shot.
Thank you! I feel like the Angels last night when they beat the Yankees and Doug cried.
Yeah, 4-1.
Okay, guys, birthdays is canceled for here on out.
Doug,
officially canceled.
I saw that you posted a tweet. You posted a tweet at like 1 o'clock in the morning, Doug.
It was like 11:30.
Doug, you got to go to sleep.
Go to sleep, Doug.
You
got to
start sleeping with us.
Don't be mad that the Angels are
sleeping at the same
time
with us.
Sleeping you were invested by Jared Weaver.
Sleeping with your wife at your house, but at the same time as I go to sleep. And as Steve-O goes to sleep.
Wait. All I hear are lies right now.
Okay.
That's all I hear.
Hey, the truth is 4-1. And that is the truth. 4-1, Angels.
But you know, if you're watching
the
game, you would know that they kind of got hosed in the eighth inning.
Whatever. Bases loaded. He gets out of the jam because he's Jared Weaver.
Because the strike zone shrunk
guys,
to like
guys,
this small.
You guys can fight about it on air. We have a great show today. Doug and Steve-O are going to argue about baseball.
Mm.
I'm going to sit in the back and eat candy and watch it all go down.
Yeah.
We got New Music Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Before that, tons of cool stuff. And after that, even more cool stuff.
What's today, Doug?
It's the Angels Are a Bunch of Cheaters Day.
Oh.
It's No Homework Day.
That's ironic.
No Diet Day. Tourist Appreciation Day. National Nurses Day. National Teachers Day.
It is also Sore Losers Day and the Yankees A Bunch of Idiots Day.
It's also Team Awesome Morning Party Day. And we want you to listen to us argue all morning. So bring it on!
Intern Doug is mad!
You guys gotta fight it out when we get back!
We're tied 2 games apiece now, aren't we?
We're gonna have a game.
2-2 for the series.
We're gonna play a game and we're gonna see which one of you guys.
We're equal. In fact, we really are. I think we're both 16 and 15 now, aren't we?
Yeah.
So we really are equally lame.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We're gonna figure out, we're gonna have a game to figure out which one of you actually plays on one of the teams that you're so invested in. And as to why, when you say we, it makes sense. We'll be coming back soon.
Yep.
Keep it here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning.
happy Tuesday to you, person of interest. Person of interest.
Thursdays. Thursdays on TV. It is CMOS Morning Party. Steve-O Mateo hanging out with you.
Good morning.
And before we go one step further,
we must.
Traffic!
Traffic. Now, other than the construction at I-25 in Paseo, which is still a big headache,
mm-hmm.
I have a couple things to report. There's a stalled vehicle, I-40 West at Rio Grande Boulevard, exit 157. And road construction, roadway reduced to one lane, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, south, at Rio Bravo. That's all to report right now for Traffico.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
4001
Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Okay, we mentioned this during breaking news, and I kind of want to bring this up for realsies.
Okay.
Walking Dead Season 4 is hitting Fox Portugal.
And we've all seen it.
And a national blood bank has collaborated with them to create the world's first store where the currency is your blood.
Neato.
It's called the Walking Dead Blood Store. And customers have to donate their blood in order to buy products from the store. Now, does that mean they donate blood and that counts as currency, or they...
Yeah, I think it's like they're bartering with blood.
Blood. There was a 571% increase in blood donations as compared to last year, and 67% of the total donations were made by first-time donors. Now the idea is being replicated in other countries, including America, Spain, and Brazil.
Ooh.
Okay. If you could give your blood in exchange for a full tank of gas.
Question of the day?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay. All right.
It kind of creeps me out.
It is a little creepy. It's a little weird. Question of the day.
Would you rather spend, you know, your hard-earned cash and take a whole 3 minutes in a store, or decide, hey, man, I'm going to pay with my blood and be here for about 30 minutes. I got to donate my blood. I got to eat a sugar cookie after. But they're going to give me a full tank of gas or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Would you start paying with your blood? If you could.
Let me think about it for a minute.
It makes me nervous. It's creepy, right?
Maybe.
I don't know. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you guys miss me yesterday from Adlib?
Totes.
No. I had Claire.
Wow.
I miss Claire is the one that saved it.
Okay.
So as long as she calls in, or Olivia from Oak Grove. I'm just kidding. Yeah, we missed you.
Oh, thank you. On the whole blood donation thing, I think that's very mean to people like me.
Why?
Why?
I was living in Germany in the 80s when there was mad cow disease, and so I'm not allowed to donate.
Ah.
Why would you do that?
Wow, so you're just, I mean, you're out of luck. You're hosed.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm out of luck. I couldn't get any Walking Dead stuff. That's not fair.
That is fair. It's fair because you did it to yourself.
Yeah.
Wasn't my fault. My mom was stationed there.
I can't help it. You were an adult as a child, and you could have walked away.
Amazing.
I should have walked away from my birth location of Heilbronn, Germany.
I can't help it that you were born in Germany. You can't come at me with this stuff. I can't change
the
past.
I feel like this is good for you, though, because I'm seriously kind of creeped out by this whole thing. I don't know that this is like, I don't know. I don't know if this is good. People can start just giving their blood for random things, and I don't know. I almost passed out last time I gave blood.
That was your fault.
Yes.
That was your fault.
Thanks
it's a good thing to donate, though. It's good for people. Although,
true.
You know, New Mexico actually has the highest donation rate of any state.
Wow. I didn't know that.
My boss went and donated last week, and they were telling her that we have such a high donation rate that we actually, not only are we able to supply all the blood we need for our own hospitals here, but then we send blood to Arizona, California, places like that that don't have as high of a donor rate as we do.
Wow.
Good to know.
People are out here willing to give.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, why not? Why not?
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. A Walking Dead store popped up in Portugal to commemorate the launch of season 4 of The Walking Dead. It's basically a blood bank and a convenience store. They collaborated, and in order to purchase things, you use your blood as currency. It actually caught on, and people are adopting this in Spain, in Brazil, in America. So the question is, would you frequent a store where the currency is your blood? I just can't see myself being amped on this. I don't know. It was my fault last time. Here's a good thought. Just got this text in. Homeless people, it'd be a way for them to get food.
Yeah.
It could change the game for people who don't have a job, for people who don't have money.
That is true.
Unless, of course, they have maybe an addiction that caused that homelessness.
Right.
In which case, probably couldn't use said blood.
Well, I know a lot of homeless,
it's a good thought.
A lot of homeless people deal with mental illness. It's like a huge percentage of homeless people deal with some sort of mental illness.
Wait, what does that mean? Can you not give blood if you have a mental
What I'm
illness?
Saying is I just don't know if they would go for
if
it.
It's viable? Oh, wait. If they, okay.
Like, I don't know if it would be a viable option because,
Got you.
I don't know.
Static!
Yo, this is Dan's dad. What's up?
Hey! What's up, Ken?
Hey, so, does that mean, like, you know, you go buy a box of donuts, you go, that will be 433 platelets, please?
Right! Ooh. See, exactly!
Platelets!
I don't know how this works!
Haven't you guys ever given blood for free movie tickets or anything?
No, I've never given blood for free movie tickets. I get blood on Good Friday here just to be a good steward of my blood.
Exactly. I used to be, I'll probably be about a 10-gallon blood donor.
Nice.
But I used to give a lot, but I can't anymore, like that one gal before you.
Yeah.
I have prostate cancer, so they don't like me anymore.
Oh, man.
I know, right? So it's not fair to me. So, anything that we can do to get more blood in the bloodstream, I'm all for.
Okay. All right.
Bloodstream. I don't think that's what I meant to say. It's bloodstream. Anyway, you know what I meant.
Bloodstream. Got it.
Amazing. Thanks for the call.
Out.
All right. I love the Castells. Mm-hmm. They're good people. Static.
Amazing. Hey, what's up?
All right.
Oh, you know, just kicking it. What's up with
this
you?
This guy. You walked into it.
Wow.
The second answer to me, so I'm like shocked right now.
Oh, so why are you on crazy speakerphone? You sound like you're 18 feet away.
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Thank you, Verizon.
What's up? Okay, so I totally would do it because I'm all for giving blood. I give blood all the time, but that is a little creepy if you think about it. Like,
yeah.
It's like you're, I don't know how else to say it. It's like, but I'll do it. I mean,
you
to help
like
people,
a box of
I guess. It's like almost,
and,
I don't know.
I guess it just depends
groceries
on
for blood.
What the thing, yeah, like, are these vital needs that you're paying for your blood with?
I have no idea. We posted it to the Facebook page.
Yeah, just
it's
posted
weird.
It.
Gasoline.
So you're
Twinkies.
Telling me you would do it. You would do it.
Well, I would, but I guess I'd kind of feel bad if I bought myself something with it because I've never done that. They're always like, oh, you have this many points online. And I'm like, okay, like that's not why I do it. But I guess I would because I still do it all the time.
You get points online for donating blood?
Yeah, I have like 800 right now.
I didn't get any points.
They didn't tell me about
blood?
A point system.
Lame.
Yeah, so I can almost get like 2 movie tickets, I guess.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Sure. I'll see you guys later. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We found this article to promote the launch of season 4 of The Walking Dead in Portugal.
Yeah.
Fox Portugal and a national blood bank collaborated to bring the world's first store where the currency is blood.
Blood.
So question of the day, would you frequent this store? It still kind of freaks me out.
I think a lot of people would not just because a lot of people don't like giving blood. You know,
yeah.
Because it's...
I love how original these guys are. It's called The Walking Dead Blood Store, and it's about as creative a title as the David Crowder Band.
What do you call yourself?
David Crowder
Dave
Band.
Matthews Band.
Oh.
My name is Dave Matthews, and this is my band. Dave Matthews Band.
There's not a lot to think about. I would love to play.
Oh, man. 505-338-3700. We also posted the article online. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, New Music Tuesday, your chance to judge artists based on their creativity. Do they stay in the system or do they go home? You decide.
Yeah.
Steve Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Good morning!
Yo, it's Mateo. I'm here to say we got my boy Caleb here on this Tuesday morning. Steve-O hanging out, Doug in the other room, rocking that computer because you know that's what he want to do. We had fun at the mix last night. Matt was here and he was singing it right. All the crowd was throwing their arms in a sway. What are we going to talk about here today? Go, Caleb.
Wow.
What?
I'm seriously impressed, dude.
You heard him freestyle?
Not like that. Dude. I heard like rhyme two or three words.
What? What?
Can I get a what?
What? I've got extreme talents. I've got skills that you people don't know about. I used to run drugs in South America.
What?
That's not a skill. I didn't say that out loud. Jerks.
Oh, man.
Stop putting me in these situations. Who gave me a microphone for a job?
Steve-O, Mateo, and Caleb from the Mixed Game Room and Skate Park.
I've wondered that since day one.
Me too.
You guys can all blame me.
I think it was a good mistake. That
there you go.
Made.
A happy accident.
A happy accident.
We love it. We love it.
Dang.
Welcome, man.
I did hear on your Share-a-thon days, somewhere in between there, that you guys might record a rap album.
We're going to.
All to the same track, but different lyrics.
Guys, I've got four rap albums.
We're going to do.
They're in international markets. He's How like, do you think I'm so rich?
Oh, my gosh.
We are going to put together an EP at some point. We have to.
Oh my gosh.
If
you put as much, you know, a minute or two of thought into it.
I'm just saying.
It would work.
I don't need
it really
thought.
Would. Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
He doesn't. He just flows. So
you guys took over the mix a little bit last night.
We did.
I saw a few pics on Instagram. I was pretty stoked on that.
Yeah, Matt Baird from Spoken played a free gig last night.
Heck
pretty
yeah.
cool.
Keeping it, it wasn't acoustic really, but it was solo.
You know.
It was like semi-acoustic.
Yeah. He had his acoustic guitar.
I think that's
really
awesome.
Was. Yeah, it was cool.
I think that is super awesome.
So thanks for letting us invade the mix. We're going to keep doing that.
I think we should. I think, you know, like monthly or regularly, it'll build momentum.
I
like
think we should because this is a fun combo.
Yeah.
Because it's nice because I like emceed it.
Yeah.
You and Mitch like promoted on the radio,
previewed and did breaks before.
Yeah,
we broadcasts in here.
Yeah, and those poor people had to listen to me MC it, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
And then, and it was good. It was
well
just,
for less than a week notice. I mean, it was like 5 days. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that's
last
rad.
Thursday we started talking about.
Imagine
it.
If you know, we had a 2 week launch and, you know, a little bit more room to play.
What needs to happen is our friends who are driving through town just need to tell us before, you know,
yes,
before 2 days before they're going to be here.
Yeah, those impromptu type things are cool for
but
sure.
That is why you got to keep it locked to facebook.com/mystaticradio because when we do cool things, we'll hit you up there. We'll let you know what's going on.
Heck yeah.
So, speaking of what's going on with the mix?
Dude, the last few weeks have been insane at the mix, but insane awesome. I mean, we've rock and roll skate ministry every Tuesday.
Yeah.
We've done a girls only event already at the end of last month, and we got another one coming up this month in May at the last Thursday of this month.
Yep.
We did All Nations Skate Jam, which was epic, with Tony Alva and Steve Van Doren was out there, and our local hometown hero, pro skater, Daniel Lutheran.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He came. He was at Calvary Skating that one day when you guys came to check out the mix, remember?
Yeah.
You're like, who's that weird looking long-haired dude? He's awesome, though. He's full of energy and stoked. So that event went really well because we do the Skate for Change program, and the idea behind that is to utilize our skateboarding to make an impact in our community.
Yeah.
And so we did trash cleanup for the first time ever. it was super windy, but the city of Albuquerque had a couple people go through in the morning and the afternoon, which was crazy because in the years past, I mean, we had hundreds of trash bags. So that helped out a lot. But, I mean, we were out there doing that and hanging out, letting people know about skate ministry and what we do here at the Mix. And it was just a good, good time.
Yeah.
That was the weekend before last. And then this weekend, we did a fundraiser here on campus in the Mix for Skate for Change. At the end of this month, we're taking a trip to Colorado for 4 days.
Y'all are busy, man.
Dude, I am. Yeah, busy in the best way, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it was so cool to reopen the Mix and just launch it right into full-blown boom, 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 everything. So we got that. We got the surf trip. If anybody out there wants to go on a surf trip, you can check out our website and Facebook for more
information.
When's
that coming?
June.
Okay.
So it costs a little bit, but it's worth it. I mean, it's a 5-day surf trip.
Yeah.
Camping on the beach, bonfires on the beach, worshiping God on the beach. Come
it's
on.
Pretty
in,
cool.
In San Diego, Camp Pendleton. So, I mean, we got a ton. I mean, but today specifically, we do skate ministry on Tuesdays.
All right.
That's really, like, why I like to come in. Let people know, like, hey, we're doing it every single Tuesday. It's a great group of kids, a great crowd, and we just have fun. You know, it starts at 6 to 7. We hang out, chill, skate, play video games, whatever. We got our pool table up and running, finally. So that's been a hit. It's, like, brand new. You guys need to come.
Yeah.
In there and challenge.
I saw it.
Baby Nelson. He is, like...
I saw it last night.
Is he a pool shark?
Yeah.
Does everybody call him Baby Nelson now?
A few people, yeah. It's starting to catch on.
I like giving people nicknames.
It's pretty good.
Every time I call him it, he just, like, smiles, like, really big, and then shakes his head no. So I don't know. You know, I think he's wrong with it. So, but when he wins, he kind of has this cocky attitude. Like,
yeah, Baby Nelson just did that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You just gotta own it.
My goal is to just take him out of.
I
need to practice, dude.
There you go.
So, that's what we're doing, and we're having fun and rocking Static every day, which has been great. In the Mix and in the park, the kids are digging it.
Man, I always, anytime the other day during the Share-a-thon, I was like talking to those kids.
Yeah,
I love it. It's like, I see you, tie-dye. Don't you look in this window.
Oh my gosh. The funny thing is they get kind of like embarrassed, you know, like,
right?
They're going to be skating and then I'm just going to come over during the afternoon and say,
this is the Lord. Come to the ministry and give me money. I mean, give them money.
Well, what I'll have to do is I'll give you like a few of their names, like a little history, so you can like really go in.
I'll be like,
Baby Nelson, you will never win at pool again. This is your calling. Especially when Caleb plays.
Yeah.
This is your calling.
Dude, it looks rad in the Mix. Game room and skate park. The as you said, the pool table is operational. It's fully functioning now.
Yes.
It doesn't tilt to the left. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
You're rocking the video game systems over there.
Yeah, hopefully we could do a collabo at the end of this year with a gamer event. You know what I mean? Like a big gaming event.
That's more me.
Yeah.
That's my speed.
And I've mentioned it a few times with you, and I think I mentioned it on air once, and I've had a few people, hey, when is this really going to happen? What's going to happen with it? So I think we got something there.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of doing it and planning
it. Going to be good.
Yeah.
So
like one big event, see what's up.
Word! All right.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, tell me one more time. What time Skate Church start?
6 to 9, and the Bible study starts at 7.
There you go. Details available at facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can also check them at themixabq.org.
Yep. Wow.
We posted it all there for you. You got to get down here. It's tonight, 6 to 9. Even if you're not a skater, my speed is kicking it on the couch with the controller in my hand. And those couches are really comfy. And those TVs are ginormous. So
come and hang out. Yeah, you don't have to be a skateboarder to come and chill. It's, you know, just.
I was until I fell in the shade and thought I shattered my elbow. So.
No, I really enjoy just sitting in there. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's a cool place to just sit and hang out. Maybe you got homework to do or something. I don't see why anybody wouldn't come utilize that.
It's pretty legit.
Yeah.
Celeste was doing that last night. Yep. Yeah, Celeste was rocking a project last night, and she was just kicking it in there doing homework. So.
Yeah, Celeste used to work there at the Mix. She was awesome.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Dude, details, themixabq.org. Get there tonight, Skate Church, 6 to 9 o'clock. The service, if you will, the hangout, the Bible study.
Yeah.
Gets going on in 7 o'clock hour. So,
you can find more info about Skate for Change.
Yeah.
All of that at that link.
There you go. Sure. TheMixABQ.org. Quick break. Coming back, we've got some jars of clay, and we're getting you guys ready for our 8 a.m. hour, which means
prayer.
New Music Tuesday.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
I thought
New Music Tuesday.
Did we change it?
No,
I thought we were just going to pray the whole time out loud. You like chant? Do we chant here? Is that
pray for me? I got this guy's girl.
I'm sorry. I'll pray for you.
I just never know.
We'll pray out loud during the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay. We've got New Music Tuesday. We got tons of new music. If you're a local artist, you want to get your music played on static radio, you can do it the old-fashioned way and submit it through snail mail. Mm. I actually got one of those.
He did.
I did.
It's so exciting when we get a snail mail demo.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this?
Yeah, it was
like
from New York. And it's like, ooh, it's New York. It must be cool.
I wonder if Spider-Man sent it through the U.S. Postal Service.
Or you can submit your MP3s online at mystaticradio.com under the Locals Rule section. Quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
And now, New Music Tuesday. Tuesday, May 6th. 1992.
I wish. We'd be gearing up for Jurassic Park.
Wait, no, it's 93. Dude, if we
I know, we'd be gearing up for it.
If it was this station,
like teasers.
If it was this station in 1992, you want to do New Music Tuesday on this station in 1992?
Do you want to do a flashback?
Yes.
All right.
No, not that. Do it's even worse than that, man. It is
92. I'm thinking 2002.
No, it's SCC, baby. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. Let's see if I have anything that dates back that far. Nope.
We don't even have it. Wait, we got. Okay.
There we go. Wait. Nope.
Right
gosh,
there.
Nothing that old. That's still 97.
That's as close as we can get.
Gosh, really?
Good grief.
We don't have anything old?
Oh, that song's awesome.
95.
Oh. That's a Christmas song.
Oh, man, this is terrible.
We're trying to find a Stephen Curtis Chapman song.
What about, like, how old was it? Did they date back to
Third
the
day?
90s?
We got,
no, come
96.
Together.
Oh, God, it's a consuming fire.
Yeah, we don't have anything that old. My bad. All right. I guess that's a praise the Lord moment right there.
Praise
when we were
PTL, baby. You know what I'm saying.
It is New Music Tuesday. We got a lot of music to get to, so we should probably get to it. Locals Rule submissions this week. We got a few of those. If you're a local artist and you'd like to get your music played on static radio, submit it to us.
Now, Doug, did he write? Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, we got a couple this week. You can submit your music via MP3. It's easy.
Man.
You put up a band bio, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your music, and it's pretty painless.
Mm.
MyStaticRadio.com/localsrule. And then now people get to vote to see whether or not it really is painless. The artist is called Wait For It.
Yep.
Wait For It.
Wait For It.
Wait For It.
Wait For It. Can't find the bio.
No, that's really what they're called. That's the name of the band. Wait For It.
Doug, you don't have those bios pulled up, do you? We could just skirt over to him real quick.
Intern Doug.
One of these is a local artist, and
one
I believe
of
one of them is from out of town.
Not like the other.
It's this blue thing. It's the sky.
The sky is not like the ground. I want to talk about something real quick.
Oh, no.
Guys, you can't get the sky and the ground mixed up.
Okay.
Because then you'll literally be walking upside down.
Okay.
And I can't help you if you're doing that.
Locals rule for this week. The artist is Wait For It.
Wait For It.
Wait For
Wait
It.
Wait For It. Doug.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
thank
tell
you.
Us a little bit about this local submission.
All right. Well, it was submitted from Caleb Wiseman, and he is from Wait For It. He says, I have been writing music for a few years and just released the first single called One True God for my upcoming album, available July 17th. I am so thankful for the opportunity to use what God has gifted me for with his glory.
Nice. All right.
Wait For It. Okay.
Thanks, Doug.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Doug. We'll do one more, okay?
You're
going
right.
to do one? He going to
Locals
do one.
Locals Rule submission. Tell us what you think. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Wait For It.
Wait.
One True God.
Now.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
To your holy presence, all I do.
The band is Wait For It.
Never bring you.
I want to know why you're not waiting for it. Why are we not waiting for it to end?
One True God is the name of the song. It's Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or parents me. You know what the funny thing is? We were just talking about 1992 new music.
Found it. We found it. We also found a special guest in studio right now.
That's yeah. right. Joining us in studio, Brian Nixon.
I just wanted to communicate to our listening audience the visual that I beheld when I walked in. So I'm walking in the static studio. I look through the window, and there is Mateo doing a, well, the only words I could come up with are ridiculous type of dance. But it was good. Okay. You had some moves.
I call it the holy twerk.
It was the holy twerk, and it was kind of like a 90s...
Seven emails.
Maybe even like an 80s salty praise music dance.
Yeah, it was pretty
good. So it was salty? Pretty impressive. You know Salty, the big... what was he?
The blue singing songbook.
The blue singing songbook.
Yeah, Salty is who led Steve-O to the Lord.
Wow.
I was 6 years old. Salty Convention, yeah. Trinity Church, Lubbock, Texas.
Okay. Wow.
Don't ever tell me that a talking inanimate object can't lead somebody to the Lord. He's going to use it, who he wants.
It happened with Steve-O. But Mateo was doing the Salty dance.
That's right.
Oh, man.
That's right. Amazing. If you guys watch the webcam... And I was over in the corner, though. I don't know if you could have seen it.
It's what drew me in. It drew me into this room when I saw that dance. And it was kind of odd because he was doing the Salty dance.
Yeah.
But he has a spider T-shirt on.
Woo!
So yeah. there was a compare and contrast type
this
thing
is,
going on.
This represents the dichotomy of our culture.
You've
if you
said
will.
Dichotomy like six times this morning. That's your
I
word
said
of the
it twice
day.
Because
word
it's a dichotomy.
What?
Now I've said it three times and you ruined my joke.
Yeah.
Great.
Great, Steve-O.
That joke was so meta, and I just ruined it.
Thanks.
Now it's a trichotomy.
Trichotomy?
Well, no.
Dichotomy?
That makes me upset.
Quadcotomy.
Dichotomist, trichotomist?
Yeah.
We should go into that sometime on Theology Thursday.
Thank
we got
you.
A lot of questions for Theology Thursday this week already. We got some good ones,
people
man.
Are stoked.
So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about reimagining marriage.
Yeah. That's right.
Gosh. It's interesting. There was another news story today, actually. About marriage. Something going on in Florida right now, a gentleman trying to marry his laptop.
Yep. That's so, coming. I mean, that actually is part of the whole faux or pseudo-modern era,
yeah.
which we've talked about or hit on in the past, but it's the forthcoming era after postmodernism, what Woo. Many people are projecting to
it's
be
called,
the next era.
It's called post-postmodernism. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's essentially postmodernism on steroids
like
with hyper-relativism
post,
and everything.
Post. Going post.
Total post. Postal modernism.
Postal modernism.
Yes.
Yep. And we're just seeing a little bit of that.
We're going to talk about that Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. We got to get back to locals rule. We got one more local submission. Intern Doug, tell us about Coach Keys.
All right, the song they've got is called World on Fire. They're from Legacy East.
Oh, cool.
Their bio is an electronic music producer with the urge to do something different, creating acceptable electro and hip-hop music that gives hope or fair warning to the world around us.
Okay, hope or fair warning to the world around us. The band is Coach Keys. The song is World on Fire. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. World on fire.
Yeah.
Coach Keys. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. That reminded me of Prodigy.
Yes.
My wife's going to fight me later for comparing that to Prodigy.
I'm sorry, buddy.
But that's just my reference point.
This is what
that's
words.
All I got.
What I say.
That's all I got.
The folks say, TJ says three words, Mugatu. Thebe says this reminds me of the time I caught my kitchen on fire with bacon grease. Sean Brickyback says, boots and pants, Barry. Brandy says, somebody likes Trent Reznor or Rob Zombie.
Oh.
Brian says, I think the world's on fire. Remember Prodigy?
Thank you. That's what I thought.
Laura says, fire danger, hi, bury the ashes. Travo says, is the world on fire, Barry? Bill Peterson says, I like this. It's really keen. And Carly says, I liked it at first, but then the song didn't change much.
Right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
EDM. I mean, that's. I feel like I'm at like a Jesus rave. They handed out little
that's kind of the thing.
Testaments as I walked in.
Testaments. I remember those. Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't bad for what
man,
they were trying to do.
We live in a subculture of the world, for real.
We really do.
We got our own mints, people.
And we got our own monk. To our left, Brian Nixon.
Well done.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, gents, you know, New Music Tuesday is always one of my favorite things because you highlight local music. And how cool is that? There aren't many Christian stations in the United States, let alone the world, that take time to highlight local music. So irregardless if individuals listening out there like the song or dislike the song, they want to bury it. Or marry it, I'll just say.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Are you trying to rewrite the script?
Just a little bit. But
redefining marriage.
The reality is that you guys truly get the kudos for highlighting and giving an outlet for local artists. And I can't tell you how important that is. Particularly for someone when I was 17, 18, 19 years old and trying to do the whole music thing, to have a radio station that would allow us to come on. The only people that did it back in the day for us was college radio.
Yeah.
So to have a real, you know,
true blue radio station.
True blue radio station. It's pretty cool.
I feel like Beanix has a crush.
Oh my gosh.
Is he crushing on us right now?
I hope so.
Well, you know, guys, I just want to say right now that there is sort of a crush going on.
There's an air about
There's an air. I don't know if you're feeling it, but I'm feeling it right now that you guys, well, I'm head over heels, guys. I'm head over heels.
You heard it here first.
With you guys, and after this song, I may just give you guys, well, a hug. And
Don't go that far.
Yeah.
No, I'll take a hug. Y'all can hug me all day long. I'm a hugger.
It is New Music Tuesday.
Can I give you guys a quote before I go off to staff?
Absolutely.
You know, the great missionary doctor, Albert Schweitzer.
Ah, yes.
Who had 3 earned doctorates. He had an earned doctorate in philosophy and theology, and he was a medical doctor. Mm-hmm. So he's a bright guy. One of the brightest guys, considered one of the great minds of the last century, said this. There are 2 refuges from the miseries of life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Music. Mm-hmm. And cats.
Thank you for justifying my existence.
Was he talking about the Broadway musical, or was he talking about...
No, he was talking about little kitty cats. And then felines. I hear from Mateo that the 2 most popular searches on the internet are music and cats.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And probably pornography, too.
But
for all the people that aren't out there trying to, you know, be crazy like that dude in Florida, which we'll find out more about on Theology Thursday, don't miss that. It's Thursdays, 9 a.m. with this man over here. But anyway, basically the internet is music and cats.
Music and cats.
Yeah.
So I had to give you a quote that substantiated Mateo's theory.
And my existence.
And his existence. And, you know, Albert Schweitzer is the real deal. I mean, we don't always agree with his particular theology per se, but the life he lived
I definitely don't agree with the theology of cats, so it's
you
okay.
You love cats. No. What about Gray Kitty?
No. Well, yeah, that was when I was a kid. When I was a child, I thought like a child, I spoke like a child, and I had cats like a child.
You're going to have to build a fence
then
for your dog.
Then I became a man.
How do you feel about that fence you have to build?
I know.
Hey, cats are great. I used to name all my cats when I was allowed to have them.
Yeah.
After poets.
Okay.
So I had Lord Byron. I had Eliot, named after T.S. Eliot. Edgar Allan Poe. No, I gave them their real names.
Oh my gosh.
Lord Byron was the best cat I ever had. He was a Manx, you know, the tailless cats.
Yeah.
He was actually a Kimmerick. A Kimmerick was the fluffy Manx. And he was just an amazing cat. He was like a dog. He would fetch and everything. It was pretty amazing.
You know what the funny thing is? My cat, I had a cat. I'm not joking. I have had a cat in my life. I'm going to admit that.
Yes.
His name was William Shakespeare.
See, there you go.
I'm not even being funny.
See?
I called him Shakes.
You know, you do have a soul, Steve-O.
I really do.
You have a, you know,
and
there,
I had a love for old poetry. So,
there is a kitty cat inside
poetry.
You.
Yeah.
There is a kitty cat inside you.
It's true. Celeste will be here later, so we'll see if you have your soul.
The funny thing is my other cat's name was Sammy Davis Jr. So Davis Jr. and William Shakespeare.
So you admit to having 2 cats.
I did.
What about Gray Kitty?
Gray Kitty was my mom's. That was when I was a little kid.
Was there brown kitty?
too?
When I was a grown-up and I lived on my own, I had two cats. They were named Sammy Davis Jr. and William Shakespeare.
True. That's awesome. Yeah. I had lots of cats growing up.
I can't believe it. Just
my wife isn't so a cat fan. Right, she was attacked by a cat like when she was growing up, and so she has
in
this,
the wilderness of
no, like in Tacoa? Like her grandma's house or something of that nature. So she doesn't like cats, so I can't have them. I have tried on two different occasions to bring in cats.
Oh God!
Like, look, sweetheart, look what someone gave us, and that cat was gone like 2 days later. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do it. Cats
I
are
know.
Tough. No.
No, I come on. Cats are great animals.
They are.
Dogs are good animals too, but cats are great animals.
Cats so keep to themselves. They do my taxes. Cats they hook up the internet for me. Cats cats are currently teaching me how to grill. Cats.
Gosh!
Cats are great, man. They're the independent animal.
That is exactly right.
The worst.
Yeah, cats are the independence of cats are pretty impressive.
How did we go from New Music Tuesday to cats?
Because we the two refuges in life are music and cats.
From Albert Schweitzer.
Natural progression.
And that is Mateo's existence is music and cats.
Okay.
He has two cats.
He really does.
The Lord said, I have called you unto cats.
Okay.
You shall witness to them. You shall be my witness unto them and save their non-souls.
Which we'll talk about more on Theology Thursday. Do cats have souls? I don't know.
We should talk about that.
We should not.
Do kitty cats have souls?
Who cares?
Cats don't, but dogs do.
Nobody's going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm in heaven, great kitty!
Hey, Steve-o, how would you feel that...
You're all I ever wanted to see again! Hey, Jesus, how's it going? Yeah, kitty!
Hey, how would you feel if when your time comes and you go to be with the Lord that... He's standing there, and he has a kitty cat in his arms, and he's petting the kitty cat.
He's like, "Hello," and he goes, "Welcome to heaven."
Welcome, Steve-o.
Is he Doctor Evil?
And then he hands you the cat, and he says, "This is yours to take care of through eternity." How would you feel about that?
Oh man, well, I guess I wouldn't have allergy problems, and there'd be no dander, right? Because we're in heaven.
Right, that's true.
God,
that's true.
Be like, "Here you go, kitty." You go right here. How did we get here? Gosh, I'm moving us on.
Yeah, we got new music to play.
So much new music to play, including one from this band, Mosley. I don't know anything about this band.
There's a different Mosley that I know from Nashville, and this is not that band.
This is not that Mosley.
This band is from Canada.
Okay.
And they recently released like a lyric video for this song. This is the first single off their project, I guess, that they're going to put out. It's called Wait With Me. Female singer, female fronted vocals, so Thebes is going to love it.
All right.
You guys tell us what you think. Do you dig it? Do you bury it? Go to facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Team Awesome Life.
Tell us. Yeah, now.
My bad.
It's cool.
Okay.
Static.
Mosley Brosley.
Hey, bro.
Song's called Wait With Me, Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mindstaticradio, buddy.
I don't wanna wait for nothing. And nobody can make me.
Have I ever told you about my character I made up in college and his name was Lenny the Purple Popsicle? Have I told you about him?
He was
a very snarky popsicle. And he said bad words. But I'll edit it for the air. All right. He goes,
how's everybody doing out there? Listen, I just want to warn folks, summertime is right around the corner. And if you're like me, you're not looking forward to it because all it does is lead to a series of melting. And I hate it. I'm a purple popsicle and I just want to have a cold, chilly day, but I can't in the summer times because I melt. And I don't like it.
I love how, like, at least once a week, there's a different character that you invented a long time ago that I didn't know about. I miss Victor. I still miss Victor.
Victor is a vampire.
Yeah.
Victor and I'm cool with him being around, number one, because I'm a popsicle. And number two, because since he is a vampire, he is not interested in my sustenance.
I wonder if Isaac the homeless guy were like an inanimate object, if it would be totally acceptable.
I think Isaac the homeless guy is going to get a job.
Yeah.
Because what happened the other day, we had a guy that Mitch posted the video of
Good
Isaac
job,
the
Mitch.
Homeless guy. Thanks,
yeah.
Mitch. And some dude, not knowing, you know, that it's kind of a joke here on the studio. And I totally get it. He said, hey, are you guys making fun of homeless people?
Yeah.
Which is, I understand, because
if you had no idea what was going on with Isaac, you would say, hey, they're making fun of homeless people. That's not right.
If we were making fun of homeless people, would we be organizing an event with the Isotopes called the Bum Rush?
No. Wait, are we doing... I don't know. I don't know how to take that. I feel like I don't know the context. But the thing is,
it's going to be a home run derby. We're calling it the... Okay, never mind.
No, but we are an ABQ rescue mission drop point, and Tal comes in once a week, and he was here during the Share-a-thon.
Right.
You know, for two afternoons.
Yeah.
And so, no, but he didn't understand. And I told him, he was like, can I get a little more insight? Can you give me an explanation? Which is not wrong at all.
You've never told the Isaac the homeless guy story.
I literally just made that up.
Yeah, you're insane. You have characters.
Let me say it again. Dichotomy.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll say it again. So that's four times. Four times I said that word. It's kind of like a word that we got inundated with for a while there, which was inundated. Because all of a sudden everything was inundating us, and I don't know what happened. But anyway, the funny thing about a homeless man that knows a lot of Disney songs.
Right.
That was the whole... I made it up on tour one time. We were on tour with I Am Empire and this band called Love Out Loud.
Yeah.
And it was just... It was totally... I hid in the bushes.
Yeah.
I put on like a bunch of coats and gloves and everything. And they came outside and they were talking... Like Coon brought everybody outside and they were talking. And then I'm over in the corner and I just started singing a Disney song and emerged from the bushes. And they thought it was hilarious. And that was the whole thing.
I wish I could have just done merch for you guys for one tour.
Yeah.
It would have been so much fun.
Man, we just goofed off.
Yeah.
Last night, Dave and Jamie and myself were on the phone, little group combo. And if Coon's listening right now, he's going to be upset.
What about Seth?
Sorry, Coon.
Seth Early.
Seth don't care. Seth don't talk on the phone.
He's got real
He's
friends
like, whatever.
Now.
Y'all he's just like, text
yeah,
me.
Cool.
I'm too busy.
Hi, everybody.
He's too busy putting the honeydew in his wife's cheeks.
Yep.
Now, Coon's in Disney World right now.
Oh, cool.
So he's in a dreamland of magic.
Yeah.
He really doesn't care. But anyway, we were just reminiscing about old times. And that's literally where that came from. So whenever the guy said, I want an explanation, which he totally, that's absolutely okay. You know, like, I'm making a joke. I should be able to explain myself. But I have no explanation. It's just a stupid joke.
Yeah. I hope that Team Awesome Morning Party is approachable enough for anyone listening to go, hey, what did you mean by that? I don't understand that. I feel like we're approachable enough, right? We will always be honest with you.
And he was totally cool.
Yeah.
The guy's name was
cool. Josh.
Josh Lott.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're still cousins. I haven't checked out the tree in a while. It did not get knocked down by the tornado, but I don't know, but it was totally cool. He was super graceful, really appreciate it. And, so I think I was thinking about it though, and I was like, maybe it's time for this character, quote unquote, to get a job and not be homeless anymore.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be just Isaac the...
Well, I thought about maybe going like Isaac the welfare pirate, but I feel like I would get in more trouble for that. So I don't know. Doug? You think? Nah, maybe not. Anyway, let's move on.
We need to rebrand Isaac.
We got to rebrand Isaac. If you have any ideas, just email them to us.
Yes, or Facebook.
MyStaticRadio.com.
Amazing.
The heart will still be there. He'll be a crazy man that knows a bunch of Disney songs, but we just need to wrap him in a different costume.
Yes, maybe less trash bags.
Maybe he can be... What if he's Isaac the smoking deacon? And he's the deacon at church that stands outside during the service and smokes. Maybe that's a good one. Did you guys have one of those? We had one of those at my church. Everybody's like, what's wrong with it? Doesn't he know the Lord will free him from that if he would just come inside and listen? What is wrong with that man? Lord, bless his heart. He's an idiot. Bless him, Lord. Bless him. Bless him before he goes to hell, Lord. Bless him. Hurry. Anyway, let's go to the next song.
Oh, man.
Speaking of bless your heart, this song is Hardy Avenue. It's called Indestructible, featuring Rob Beckley from Pillar.
Pillar, okay.
Your favorite band. So I knew. Okay. I was like, I've got to put this one in because Steve-O will pee his pants when he hears it because it's so good to him and he loves it.
Oh, man. Thanks,
he'll
bro.
Be like,
thank you.
He'll be like, dang, dude, nothing going to bring me down for the love of the game. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to do pillar puns.
Okay.
Pillar puns on open.
Oh, man. It's been some time since we've heard Rob Beckley on this here station. But we know that as we play the song, that Rob Beckley is smiling down.
What?
From wherever he is.
He lives in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's north. Where did you? What did you think I was talking about?
I thought you meant he was dead.
Oh, no, no.
There's
Oklahoma's
a different connotation.
Like, oh, okay, my bad.
No,
all right.
You don't. There's got to be a better way to say it.
I'll get better at this. Hardy Avenue featuring Rob Beckwith from Filler. Song's called Indestructible. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Hardy Avenue.
Yeah, boy.
Indestructible.
What's
so,
up?
Choose your words wisely.
1997 says, yo, yo, yo.
They really did.
Man, that sounded...
I said 2002, but I was wrong. You're
that
right.
That sounded like an old Pillar song.
Yeah.
Really did. Like Jesus
Which
Christ
is cool for
original
throwback.
Superman yeah. status.
Yeah.
The original Superman.
Oh, man. I haven't heard that song in years, so let's listen to it right now.
All
right. Bless our eardrums. With some of that OG.
There it is.
This is from 2000, and you're right. That song sounds like the song we just heard.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Chill, mind over tide as my ego becomes. Oh, wait, that's 311. My bad. Different band. That is the same chord progression as 311. How have I never heard that before? So what are people saying about Hardy Avenue?
They're saying it's El Segundo.
Okay.
Brian says, when he tried screaming, it sounded like the beginning of a hairball emerging. Casey said, dig. TJ said, this song is fireproof. Take that how you may. Thebe says, bacon is bacon is bacon. Bacon in a skillet, bacon in a sandwich, bacon on the floor. Bacon is bacon. Long story short, bacon is indestructible. Well done. Matt says, Steve-O like rock and metal? By the by, the chorus riff sounds like Aerials by System of a Down. Aside from that, I'll dig. All right.
It really does, huh?
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
He's your one true super friend, guys. Caleb Cooper says, nah. Brian says, POD meets Disciple?
Okay.
Joe the Nanny says she doesn't hate it, but she doesn't dig it. Not something she can listen to all the time. Not her style. Barry. That was a very, like, that was stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
Comment right there.
Why would anyone not think I like rock slash metal?
I don't know. I feel like when you tell people how much you like listening to Celine with me,
oh my
it gives
gosh.
People the wrong impression.
See, your 80s was Phil Collins, Celine. Mine was Guns N' Roses and Metallica.
John said www.wow.com.
WWE. That was a ring entrance theme song is what that was.
During the break, Steve-O and Doug were reminiscing about how the Undertaker used to come in on a motorcycle.
With Limp Bizkit in Boom. The background. So if that tells you anything about that last song, rolling, that's what rolling, it rolling, 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 that's what he came rolling, out rolling, to! Rolling, 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 rolling. Oh, that's seriously the song he came out to. Incredible.
Gosh, so many Nicely cuss words done. In those songs. I can't. We've got to move on. I'm like, how could I sing that and edit it? I can't.
You can't.
I cannot. I'll mess up and I'll get fired.
It is New Music Tuesday and another new one from Lennox.
Yeah.
These guys formerly known as...
Well, the singer was in Philmont. The singer and the guitar player who was the bass player in Philmont.
Oh, so confusing.
Yes. But check it out. They played in Nashville last night. There's a thing at Mercy Lounge, which is one of the venues called 8 on 8th.
Okay.
And every Monday night, Nashville's such a music town, guys.
Well, yeah.
Seriously. Every Monday night, 8 bands play a free show at this one club. And Lennox played last night. And Teddy, formerly of Waverly, now in Family Force 5, played drums for him.
No way!
They posted a picture, and I thought
that was really cool.
I'm going to text him a little bit and say, nicely done, Hollywood. Sweet of you, buddy. Oh. Hollywood's going to be coming back in soon for Hollywood Hits.
Yep.
Maybe next week, maybe the week after that, because Family Force 5 has some new music coming out, and he wants to bring it to us.
Sure do.
Bringing it that way.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Without further ado, the band is Lennox. Song's called Panic. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Look to the eyes of the pros. They can lie to you. They know the score, what's in store. And if they try to panic, when nothing's as you planned, a perfect time to panic. Lennox, song's called Panic, right here on Static Radio. It is New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about that one. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio, former members of Philmont.
Yeah, props to Scott, too.
Speaking of former members of Philmont, we had one in studio last week for the
Josiah.
Show. Yeah, Josiah.
It's funny how when bands tour together and stuff like that, eventually when bands break up, they blend into other, like me going into House Heroes,
yep.
and Teddy going into Family Force 5.
Josiah from Philmont went into Disciple.
Jason from High Flight went into Disciple.
Yeah.
Andrew from I Am Empire went into Disciple.
Was the dude from After Edmund?
Joey from After Edmund went into Disciple.
Yes.
Matt Baca says Barry and put up a funny picture.
Knowledge is power!
Brian says two words, glow sticks.
Yes!
Brandy says summer dance party, y'all. And I think that's a good, like, jam.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, it's like
Jock jam.
We play Captivate by them, and people responded to that. They like it. Joel Danae says she likes it. Glow stick party at work. TJ says bueno. Phoebe says he panics when he asks his wife to buy some bacon, and she brings home the microwavable imposter.
Ugh.
That's always a letdown. Caleb Cooper says Barry. Bill Peterson says so uncorked. It's got me tweaked. Bill, don't you share your drug habits with us over the internet.
Got you tweaked.
That's
man.
Not smart, man.
Weird.
And you need to quit tweaking, okay?
Yeah.
It's not a good example to your children, and it's a poor example to the public.
Yeah.
You are a respectable pillar of the community, Bill Peterson.
Yeah.
And it's time for you to step up to the plate. Literally, because Steve-O needs your help at the baseball games.
I really do.
There you go. Laura says, cool lyrics and good vocalists dig.
Boom.
And kudos to Scott, because I texted him yesterday and said, I want a new Lennox song for the station. And he said, Captain's choice. Pick what you want.
Yes.
So we picked Panic.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there you go.
So Time Magazine did a write-up.
Yes, and I have to find this video.
And I got an email from Heath McNeese saying, Time picked up my video.
Booyah.
This song is called Bounce. I didn't even watch the video. I haven't heard the song. I just straight up forwarded it to you.
Yes.
So I said, is this, what do we got going on here? So what's going on with Heath McNeese, a longtime artist to Static Radio?
Okay, so this is a parody video. I'm not exactly sure how it wound up in the hands of Time Magazine.
Right.
But this is, this is coming from JesusFreakHideout.com. Shout out to John DiBiase. You're my boy. Thank you. You draw really well. Indie hip-hop artist rapper Heath McNeese is known for constantly making new music, never seeming to take even the slightest break. His latest song and video under the name Junior Barsity, Bounce House, has not only seen some serious online attention, but it's caught the eye of Time Magazine and other big mainstream news publications. About the attention, Heath writes, Hey guys, I will keep it quick. I've got huge news. I've worked for years hoping that someone somewhere would notice and appreciate my hard work. That is a constant struggle. But the good news is that several huge publications have proudly recognized and supported my new viral parody video. Time Magazine, The AV Club, The Daily Dot, and The Elite Daily are loving this little video and declaring it the next viral hit. It's by far the silliest and most enjoyable music video I've ever made. I would love for you guys to show support. If you could watch the video a few times, give it a thumbs up, give it a good comment. Most importantly, share it with everyone you know. That would be amazing. The video received 7,000 views today out of nowhere.
Wow.
So we want to see it do great things. Thanks so much for the love and support. Keep your eyes peeled for more huge news coming soon. So I'm going to put up a link to the video. It is really funny.
I want
to
watch it.
This song is hilarious, and it is going into rotation. I don't care what anybody says, because it's funny. And that's what happens.
Weird Al Yankovic meets Heath McNeese meets the Bounce House.
This is really good. You guys think, old Mateo can freestyle. You just wait for this.
There you go. Tell us what you think about this one. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. While you're there, check out the music video for Bounce House. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Bounce Brainer from the east side of that neighborhood. Your neighborhood, playboy, with Junior Barsity. We're about to tear it up inside this bounce house, player. Do you feel me?
In my bounce house, you know I'm jumping. In my bounce house, I got a toaster up. In my bounce house, I have cable. Big
fun. Hey, little girl, you better not be in here right now. We recording a hit. What you got that thing for? Hey, you better stop. You better put that.
Heath McNeese, Bounce House. Yeah. Dig it or bury it.
Junior Barsity
Junior
is what he says. And guys, when he says he's seen a lot of booty, he holds up little baby shoes.
Yeah, so go check out the music
quit
video.
Quit getting offended if you're out there going, hey, he said booty. He says he sees a lot of booty. And
it's
kind of
hilarious. You got to check out the music video. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do people have to say about this parody video?
Let's check it out. Well, I didn't give people the option of burying it.
Oh, okay.
I just said they had to dig it. TJ says, hey, Bill, you're a pillar to the community. Burn.
Boom.
Joe the Nanny says, not a fan at first, but now I'm inspired to go get a bounce house. Thieb said, where's my gun?
Okay.
Pedro and Valerie said, dig, dig, but people are really running out of things to sing about, but still dig. Hey, you can sing about a bounce house. It's fine.
I mean, you know.
Casey says, please play Every Hour on the Hour. No. Nathan says, at first I was worried, but they have pediatric nurses, so I feel much better. Carly says, this is awesome. Matt says, this is amusing, but after hearing it once, it would get annoying fast. Good, Matt. We've decided to play it in your house over and over and over for
in
the
your
next
bounce
24
house,
hours.
Yo.
Sean Briggyback says, rotate this. Laura says, bouncing in the bounce house, dig. Bill Peterson said, choice bit of calico. Hey, watch the video, guys. It is a funny video. And if you want to support Heath McNeese, all you got to do is watch it a few times, give it a like, share it with your friends.
That's absolutely.
Help it go viral.
Now, this next artist, we've played a couple tracks from her. She formerly went by Mars.
Yeah, I'm guessing that she got in some kind of legal...
With the chocolate factory.
They were upset about their candy bars.
Or the planet.
I think I did a Spotify search whenever they sent us this news. I was like, well, why did she switch her name? And there is, in fact, another artist named Mars, spelled with a Z.
So, Mars Farrer now.
Yes.
First and last.
And this is her new single, Incredible.
Okay. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. Mars Farrer. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
In this dark world, full of lies and all these...
Mars Farrer. Song's called Incredible. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about that one.
Oh,
man, I loved it.
Joe the Nanny says, meh.
What?
Not sure how I feel about her voice. Guys, the first thing I thought of when I heard that song was Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
Not because of her voice, but because of the programming in the background.
Yeah.
Sound. I feel like that vibe is what's going on. Bill Peterson said, no, you're onions. Brian Clopez says, heck yes. Bill Peterson then says, Thieb says, bacon. Matt Baca, put a bouncy house back on. TJ says, I clocked in at Walmart, shouted, you are the weakest link while wearing my scrubs. The Undertaker chased me to Chick-fil-A where we ate the special sauce till we were purple. Thieb says, I prefer women like I like my bacon. In the kitchen, wah-wah. Thank you. Pedro and
what
Valerie.
What is happening to New Music Tuesday?
They're just having a good time.
Okay.
The really funny thing is to try to listen to, like, Mitch and Celeste decipher this stuff.
Yeah.
Later, because I know, especially Celeste, no idea. She's like, every Tuesday she says, things got a little crazy on New Music Tuesday this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Pedro says, by far the best new music today. Dig, awesome, awesome. Tracy, meh, Barry. Sean Brickyback, dig, giggity, period. Brian Clayton, artist formerly known as Macy Gray, you mean. Ooh, Adrian says he digs it. Caleb Cooper says, Barry. All Barry's from Caleb so far.
Well, we got to take a quick break anyways.
Yeah, we do.
Quick break coming up. We've got like 6 more tracks to get to, including brand new Copper Lily, some Andrew Bell coming up, some Colony House. So some good stuff on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Stay close. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Welcome back to New Music Tuesday.
What up, yo?
Or welcome to it if you're just joining us.
This is M to the Tao saying what's up, yo.
Okay.
On a Tuesday, 2014. No.
Nope.
No. Stop it, Matt. Stop trying to fit in with the rappers.
Oh, man.
You're never going to be a rapper. Stop it. Sorry, I had to talk to myself for a second.
So, we've got a lot of music to get to. You can help us decide what makes it to the airwaves by voting. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got about 5 more for you. Is this a good order? Is that what you said?
Let me see. Yes.
Okay.
Love it.
Beautiful.
Love.
Kicking off your 9 o'clock hour, this band is called Loftland.
Loftland.
Loftland, depending on where you're from. Loftland.
I believe they're from Minnesota.
Loftland.
think so.
Well, today is a new day. That's the name of the song. And it really is. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We want to know.
Ooh. Synthy.
Tron-like.
It's synthful.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Yesterday was a tangled mess
of all my... Cause everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Since you've been gone, I can breathe for the first time. I'm still moving on. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a good song. Joe the Nanny says, it is a new day, and I see a new song in my summer playlist, Dig. Mark says, dig, dig, dig. Andrew says, still waiting for that washboard solo.
Okay.
If you want a washboard solo, I've got the abs for you, sir.
I'll dig this in the meantime. Laura says, dig it. Caleb Cooper says, very berry.
Very berry.
Patty Dickinson says, this has the same choirs, maybe chords, different lyrics as the mainstream Christian music overcomer, but it makes me happy, so dig. Yeah. And there you have it.
Yeah, we need your help, y'all. Tell us what you think about the jams. Dig them, bury them, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday.
Also, courtesy to Doug for pointing out the Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah, nicely
reference.
Done.
Good
I
job, Doug.
I was thinking
Doug.
The Lego song. You were
it's
thinking
you.
Kelly Clarkson.
I wasn't thinking at all.
Shows our maturity levels.
When I do that, my head hurts.
You know, it's all good. Mm. We're going to keep it going. This band is called Courier. They hail from Nash, Vegas.
This band was given to us by Miss Celeste in the afternoon.
Yeah.
We play Love is a Fire.
I believe they hail from Nashville, don't
they? I can't remember. We have played that song into the ground.
Actually, I'm thinking of Colony House, huh?
That's who you're talking about.
Because that is...
Yes. And Copper Lily.
Okay.
And maybe Andrew Bell.
Andrew Bell is from Nashville. Amazing. So rounding out the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be doing all Nashville hits. Tell us what you think of them. Dig them, bury them, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Courier, Human Heart, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. And New Music Tuesday.
Hey, hey, hey. Happy y'all listening today. It's a good Tuesday. It's sunny outside. Gonna be highs in the 70s. Gonna be good. I'm gonna get some food here in a little bit so I can get some more energy because I'm about to fall asleep. Almost fell asleep during that song, but that don't mean I don't like it because I really did like it. It wasn't boring at all.
Boom. The end. I think highs are in the 80s today. Yep.
Highs
81.
In the 80s.
Great. Patrick says,
today.
Dig Doug. He put up a picture of the old video game.
Oh, nicely done.
Mark says, boring.
Boring.
I feel like I've heard this song before, not in a good way. Joel the Nanny says, I am a fan, so I could dig. Bill Peterson says, now you're on the trolley.
Oh, good. And now that the trolley is moving, we're going to keep it going with really good music.
Yes.
These next guys, or guy and girl.
Yeesh.
Were through here recently.
They were.
Good friends. You know them well.
I do.
Tim Skipper, the frontman of House of Heroes.
Yes.
Stephanie Skipper, the wife of the frontman of House of Heroes.
Right. I've heard of her. Heard of that.
She used to be called Stephanie Smith. They decided to collaborate.
Stop. Collaborate. Listen.
And listen.
They came back with a brand new invention.
They did. It's called Copper Lily. And it's been very good for our friendship because that means you're not away on the road all the time with House of Heroes because he's
true.
Quitting the band to do Copper Lily.
It has bolstered my role here at the station. I have a little bit of animosity, resentment towards Stephanie, but that's okay.
So not true.
I feel like in every relationship, it's important to have a healthy level of resentment.
House of Heroes is still working on new music and a new EP going to be
It's getting
out.
Mixed I mean, right now.
Yeah. So.
Tim put up a picture and it's
Gosh,
getting mixed.
The new stuff sounds so good.
It's cool. And we haven't even heard good versions of it. The version that I have of the EP sounds horrible because it's direct out of the board
and
when they record it.
It still sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... excited for that. Of course, we will premiere it as soon as we have it. In the meantime, we got brand new Copper Lily song. It's called Love is a Legend. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey!
Static.
Love is a legend. Love is a legend you can't undo.
Copper Lily Love is a legend.
And
always
it is
an incredible story when you see that band live, the story that leads into that song.
If you get a chance, if you get a chance to see Copper Lily, because I know you might have missed them last time.
Yeah.
They're going to come back. They're working on a show
at
to come
point,
back through,
be amazing.
I think, this summer or something. So
cross
do
your fingers.
Not miss them.
Hold your breath.
If they come. Well, don't,
well,
hold, your
don't
breath.
Hold your breath.
You're trying to kill people. You're trying to kill people. What's up with that murderer?
Hey, you know?
Murder is wrong.
It is.
Gosh.
It is.
Mark says, I automatically dig everything by this band. I think that's a good thing. Alex says, can we dig it? Joel the Nanny says, ah, I've been listening to this EP on repeat ever since the show. She was there.
Yeah.
Love Copper Lily, and this is a great song, Double Dig. Carl says, bought the whole CD. It's amazing. Deserves the whole playthrough front to back. See more. Hang on. Dig. Tanya says dig. Patty says, I'll get blood for that song.
Nicely done. Way to tie in the question of the day.
Patty Blood.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yes, there's a convenience store over in
Portugal
that is opening up, and the
they
currency
ran a promotion.
Is your blood.
Yeah. It's a Walking Dead store.
Yeah, season four.
Which we've already seen here in the U.S. And I apologize to you, Patty. I didn't realize that there was a spoiler in that video. So I put up something that said,
does
spoiler
it show
alert!
When Carl dies?
I don't... Okay. Steve-O, what have you done? People can't go back and resurrect their idea of what's going to happen. You just killed it and it doesn't come back.
I didn't kill it. Blame Kirkman and the producers for killing Carl.
Okay. Anyway... I'm sorry, there's a spoiler in the video. I didn't realize it. But go check it out. Store opened. And as a promotion, you could buy stuff if you donated blood. So it's you can buy stuff with your blood.
Mm-hmm.
Promoting The Walking Dead. So we are asking, would you, if you had the option of paying with your blood as opposed to cash?
I just it's much like how Carl bought the freedom of his group with his blood.
Okay, quit.
I just, okay.
Quit ruining.
I already ruined it. Might as well just talk about it.
What are you going to ruin next? You going to ruin the end of the world for me?
Yeah. Jack Bauer dies this season of 24.
I hate everything. Every time a good day starts, we get to the end of the show, and I'm so mad.
Come on!
I hate everything.
FYI, none of that's real.
None of it's real.
None of it's real. I would never do that to you.
We do want to do something to you, though, and it's not murder. We want you to hear this next song.
Yes!
It's called Sister from Andrew Bell.
Yeah, and a big fan of Andrew Bell.
Yes.
Dude puts out good stuff. He just released a music video for this track. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Hey!
Static. Don't you say nothing wrong with Andrew Bell.
Y'all, there ain't nothing wrong with that man.
You don't even know unless you like it. Then you know.
Then you know.
Andrew Bell, the song is called Sister. Tell us what you think of it. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
See what the folks have to say.
I'm a fan of that dude.
Brian Clayton says, dig doesn't even cover it.
Yeah.
Booyah. Mark says, I dig it. I just don't like the parts where he's singing.
Okay.
Get over it, Mark. How about that? Just kidding. Bill Peterson says, the bomb. And Miss Patty Dickinson says, nothing witty to say, just dig.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty
breaking
fair.
Down barriers of wit.
Yeah.
With
breaking
his
songs. It
down. You know?
That album is called Black Bear. And if you'll remember, Steve-O and I encountered a black bear last fall.
Yeah.
Wrestled it to the ground, killed it, skinned it, ate the meat, used the skin all winter, dug a hole into a tree, lived in that tree for 3 months on the mountain. That's how I met Grandpa Friend. That's how we met Doug. And Doug actually was born in the wilderness. He was raised by a pack of vultures and geese, wild geese.
Poor intern Doug.
I know. And he's turned into a real man.
Yeah.
Real Christian man.
Yeah, good. Minus the Yankees.
He's got a baby on the way.
He doesn't know any better.
He has a wife, a human wife, which is a big deal for someone raised in the wilderness by animals. And we're pretty excited.
Yeah.
Pretty excited to be a part of his life right now.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
That we killed that bear. So what? So what, animal rights people? We killed it. No, it got... I was real worried about it all
Yeah,
day.
You were.
I was crying. I was like, is the bear okay? Is the bear okay? Are they going to lower
it? They tranked it and pulled it out of the tree.
We thought they were going to kill it.
Yeah, they didn't.
But then they couldn't kill it because of the way it fell. It got like hung in the tree, so they had to pulley it down.
Poor little bear.
And I guess
poor
they,
little bear.
Poor little
poor
bear.
Little bear that was three times was the size of you and I combined.
Yeah, it was like 40 feet tall.
Yeah, it was
the Japanese were calling it fat because they think everything's fat when it's American. So. Pretty big bear, pretty
it was
big,
a big deal.
Deal.
We were on the news. We were a pretty big deal for about 3 minutes.
Radio show host slash bear finder.
Yeah.
That's what we were called. Hero was the, they left that one off, but I was told by my sources that it was supposed to be the other thing.
Yeah.
Heroes.
Heroes.
Pretty cool. So
we can be heroes.
Just a day in the life, man. Yeah. Just every day waking up being like, Lord, whatever you want me to do, whoever you want me to save.
Kill a bear, shoot. Right on.
Put it in my way and yeah. then just hitting it. Hitting it head on, man. Just doing what I got to do for my team. I got to do what I do for my team.
Here
man,
we
you
go.
Know?
I knew it.
I'm going to get on the free throw line. I'm going to do what I do. It's going to be awesome for my team. You know,
Shaq
I'm gonna
like randomly shows up.
Yeah. Oh. Shout out to my boy Fred back at Forever 21. I miss you. Miss you. Not Forever 21, just Fred.
Coming up, we got some Naked and Famous, some Kings of Leon, but our final New Music Tuesday submission of the week.
I'm excited about this.
Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now, this band we used to play in a different iteration.
Right. They used to be called Caleb. This is Stephen Curtis Chapman's boys.
Yeah.
And another
like,
dude named Scotty.
Bro. Thanks for reminding people because we want to do our own thing. And we're like, yeah, the Wallflowers. It's Jacob Dylan. It's Bob Dylan's kid.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You're living in
Forever.
A shadow.
Yeah.
Sorry. I took sorry. A dive.
Sorry about that.
It's cool.
Sorry about
the,
that.
Caleb and his brother Will. And Scotty, their friend.
And they're like, how come the band's called Caleb? And he's like, ugh, fine.
It's my name.
We'll call it Colony House, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's got all of our names in it.
Colony House is where they used to live. It was the name of their apartment building in Franklin.
That, man, they've got some witty ideas for a band name. So they're like, I got an idea. Hey, what do you think, Caleb? I was going to
say
about Caleb.
My name.
Caleb was that's a good band name, right?
It's a likable name.
Ugh, I've got, it's so unoriginal.
I've got 46 friends on Facebook. It's a likable name.
But it's got to incorporate all of us.
Okay.
What about Colony House? This is the apartments that we live in. We incorporates all of us because we all live here.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Really exciting time for them, though. They just got signed by Descendant Records, who's going to be putting out their record. Descendant is the home of the Lone Bellow, who we also play on the station. And I believe those are the only two bands on that label.
Oh.
I was talking to Will yesterday. We're going to try to work out an interview with them soon. And they are so excited. So it's an exciting time for Colony House. Tons of exciting opportunities that people are excited about. And we want you to be excited, too. Exciting to be exciting. This is their song, Silhouettes. Dig It or Bury It. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Exciting.
Static. You're welcome, America.
There it is.
Colony House. The song is called Silhouettes. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
What do you think?
You loved it? Good. We
you
did too. There we go. All right.
In this moment, we're just standing. Walk out on Doug.
What?
TJ said it's called Colony House because that's where they harvest colons. Colon House isn't very appealing. They had a hard time deciphering the plural form of colon. Colons? Coloni, colony, done. Phoebe says, my colon likes bacon, and bacon likes my colon. Brian says, fact. Bears eat beets. Bears beats Battlestar Galactica dig. Thank you. Bill Peterson says, can you dig it? Catch you on the flip side. Later, Tater, I'll be chillaxing with this one. Joe the Nanny says, I dig it, dance party. Ryan says, I like the coin purse rattling in the beginning. I can dig it. Patty Dickinson says, dig. It's a great road trip song. And that concludes the road trip of New Music Tuesday. This day, May 6, 1978.
Oh,
we're so happy you were here. You guys vote for Nixon. He's trying to get reelected. Cold War.
70s.
Lots of stuff's going on. The Korean War is happening. Cable TV. You can still litter. You can still litter. If you want to go outside and litter, it's cool. There's no laws against that. Yet, so
I feel like 1970s, there still were laws.
Jaws came out 3 years ago. Jaws came out 3 years ago. Did Star Wars come out in 1978? I think it did.
1977.
Okay,
so you're
Star
good.
Wars came out last year.
Yeah,
looking forward to Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah,
maybe we don't know.
79.
70s are the coolest. Drugs, right? Drugs everywhere. Doug loves them. They call him Druggy Doug. the Jesus movement's going on. Last Temptation of Christ either just came out or is going to come out, and it's crazy.
Until like the 80s.
The 80s are coming up. It's going to be great. Zeppelin, Bill Peterson, am I right? Am I right? Am I right? Yeah, cool. 70s, 1978.
I was born. I was born. I'm here.
Hey.
Welcome to the crew.
You were born in 78?
Wait, you said May. I'm not alive yet.
May 6, 1978. Steve-O's about to be born.
Dorothy, be careful walking around with that baby inside you. He's going to become a great man. He's going to do brilliant things.
The world will never be the same.
Don't bump into coffee tables or anything weird. He will love you eventually.
Eventually.
You just got to give him some time to grow and become the man that he will eventually become.
He's
in his
gonna
40s,
be a man.
Maybe his 50s. I'm not sure. We're still waiting for that to happen.
We're gonna get there.
It's gonna happen.
I think.
So.
Woo! Whoa!
Amazing.
This song goes
out to everybody who is currently up in arms about this final break that we just did.
Yeah, drugs are bad.
Song's called Up in Arms. Send all your hate mail to studio@mystaticradio.com.
Put Mateo in the subject line.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
And thus concludes the awesome party of morning.
Marsha.
We are your team. I was waiting for
Marsha.
Say John in a female voice.
Marsha. Marsha, don't talk while I'm talking. You are to respect me. Respect me, woman!
What is
If that? You raise your voice while I am talking, you are not respecting me, Marsha!
Oh, man. This is the time. I'm just handing it off. Here you go. Here's the ball. Run with it.
I want to take my thing, man.
I won't do it again. I'm sorry. It's your fault.
It really got me this job. It's truly my fault. Oh, man. It has been a great Team Awesome Morning Party.
It's the Lord's fault.
Good Jesus juke there.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Speaking of tomorrow, we got a great show for you. I'm excited. Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate?
Maybe.
Could be coming in?
I fell down.
Is he doing it?
The ceiling lamp couldn't hold my weight, so I fell?
You sound like you're telling the truth, but you're saying it like you're lying.
That sounds good.
Guys, thanks for listening today. Thank you for participating in New Music Tuesday. We love your opinions. It looks like one of the local bands was actually listening. So if you were a jerk, I hope you're eating your words right now.
Mm-hmm.
I never eat my own words because I don't listen to myself talk. It helps out.
James chapter 3, bro. Go check that one out.
Yeah.
Jerks.
I probably said mean stuff, too. Yeah. Thank you, guys. If you're a local band and you throw out your music, thank you for having a thick skin. I'm thanking you in advance. You need it. But take it as constructive criticism as the guy in Wait For It did.
Yeah.
Because that can only make you better.
Absolutely.
That's all it can do is make you better.
Absolutely. Well, until mañana.
Woo.
If you guys have music that you would like to premiere, that you would like to submit for airplay to Static Radio, mystaticradio.com under the Locals Rules section is a good way. Or you can lend your suggestions by emailing us, studio@mystaticradio.com. We take questions there.
Yeah, we do.
Comments. Whatever you got for us, we want it!
Negative feedback.
Yeah, tomorrow, it is Wednesday, we will have the Aspen Project. No, that's
Thursday. No, Comics Corner.
We will have Comics Corner.
Comics Corner with
we
Max.
We will have Shock Therapy Live.
Shock Therapy
we
Live.
We have so much to discuss.
And if it's not live, it'll be a best of, so there.
There you go. Oh, man. If you missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings.
Yeah, you can, man.
Until then. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Until tomorrow.
Static.